You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God this praise for this wonderful day. It's a blessed Monday, a better encounter. We are here to pray. Our theme for this month, first from Psalm 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Then we will make it a habit something that we do, that every time a better encounter, we will declare the scripture together. Psalm 19, verse 4. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As we do this every day, I believe that by the close of the month, we would have memorized the scripture in our minds, and every day just declare it. Today, our prayer is centered on the theme, acceptable words, pure thoughts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So we are dwelling on the theme scripture. Blessed believers know that God watches both their words and their thoughts. God watches both our words and our thoughts. As blessed believers, we need to understand and accept and work with this truth that the Lord God sees our hearts, not just our words, for which our words must align with the thoughts in our hearts. It's very important. When the Lord is your strength and redeemer, you desire that everything from your mouth and heart please him. Everything must please him, not just what you say. You can be thinking differently and saying something different. But when you please the Lord, if you want the Lord to really manifest in your life, if we want the Lord our God to be the strength of our lives, it means that in our right from our hearts, we must think of him as so, not just saying it. Sometimes we can say, the Lord is my strength, and yet we know very well that we are using some human connection as the basis of our declaration, and really not the Lord being our strength. Sometimes we know that, as it is said in Akan, that if a blind man says that he's going to stone you, it means that his foot is already on a stone. So we ought to be careful that when we are praising God in church, it is not because we have our bank account is fat. We are not saying, thank you, Lord, but our hearts not really thanking the Lord. In our hearts, we could be feeling proud that, oh, like the fool that Jesus spoke about, thou fool, tonight thy life will be required of thee. You could be in church or at ministry meeting thanking the Lord that, oh, thank you, Lord, but it's just from your mouth. in your heart, you know that you are just saying these things because, as they put it, you have hit. You've gotten some big money. Oh, Lord, I will serve you. I will serve you. But because you have been promised by your pastor that if you keep coming, he has had some big deal. He wants to connect you. Our thoughts and our words must align for the Lord to be our strength. We shouldn't just say it. When we come to Better Encounter, praying all these prayers, the thoughts in our hearts must align with what we are saying. If we want the Lord really to be our strength, we should believe so in our hearts and let our hearts cry out with that. It means that think in your heart, the Lord, in your heart. When nobody is hearing what you are saying, then you are saying in your heart, the Lord, truly, please, you are the strength of my life. I don't have a mother. Yes, I can have physical parents, but Lord, really, you know that it's just you and I. So you are my father, you are my mother, you are my strength. It's not because I have a good boss. It's not because I have a good job or a new contract. It's not because I have a good lecturer. Lord, you are my strength. You have to be saying that in your heart. You are my strength, oh Lord. Be saying it in your heart quietly. Don't just let it come because we are Better Encounter saying these things. The Lord help each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Our first prayer is, Father in heaven, fill my mouth with praise and honor to you and not complaint or negativity in Jesus' name. And then from Psalm 71 verse 8, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Please let's lift up our voice and begin to, based on this scripture, pray Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, your word tells me Psalm 71 verse 8. To you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, never will my mouth praise and honor to you. Not complaint or negativity in Jesus' name. Then I will be filled my mouth with honor to you. Not complaint or negativity in Jesus' name. My road and ever shitted in Zion. I am the Moshat, I am a Kashani, Rabada da Bosh, and I'm Shebeli and Moshatani. I am Kata, I am Shigan, and I make a Bagus. Lord Jesus, fill my mouth with your praise and honor to you. Not complaint or negativity. Holy Spirit, help me to speak right words.
Jesus. We move to our next prayer topic from Psalm 119 verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119 verse 11. We are praying, Father in heaven, hide your word in my heart so my thoughts and actions honor you in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Word in my heart, so my thoughts and my actions.
solutions Lord, only
cause
you.
Me to hide your word in my heart, Jesus. Let your words be hidden in our hearts, Lord, that we do not sin against you. In the name of Jesus, that we be directed by your word, that we follow your word, Lord. Cause us to love your word in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Some of us, we are sound when it comes to business. Our heart is sound when it comes to business things or when it comes to money things. Yes, our hearts. When it comes to the word of God, our heart is empty. So then we start making mistakes with the other aspects of our lives. The word of God must be the root, the foundation in our hearts, so that we can make the right decisions when it comes to everything else. Because if you are sound in medicine, there will come a time that your medical experience or skill may not be able to save a situation. But when the word of God is the root and the foundation in your heart, when your medical experience or your medical exploits or your skill, when it has hit a limit, you will realize that, okay, this is the time for prayer, or you'll be able to discern what or how to deal with any issue. As Jesus, nothing could stop him. This is our heritage as believers. So we are praying this last prayer. The Father in heaven, make my heart sound in your statutes, so I am not ashamed before you in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. This last prayer in the name of Jesus. Cause my heart to be sound in your statutes, in your statutes, in your statutes, in your statutes. Lord, let my heart be sound in your statutes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Let's not forget, we have to begin each day with praying and believing in our hearts what we are praying. And before we speak, we must make sure what we are saying aligns with what is in our hearts. And we must guard our thoughts by rejecting anything that does not honor God. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, today is your day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Today you have this opportunity to believe and receive Jesus Christ into your life. Jesus has said in God's word, John 14, verse 6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way to eternal life. There is no other way to our Father in heaven And one day, whether you like it or not, you will leave this earth. And you should have a better place prepared for you. More excitedly, this kingdom, you don't have to experience the kingdom of God after you are dead and gone. If today you can give your life to Christ Jesus right immediately, you have access into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth, even before you die. Just say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day, that by your mercies I'm alive and I have this opportunity to receive you into my heart. Please forgive me of all my sins. Today I take a decision to repent from each and every one of them and to follow after your word, which I know gives me life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that's pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, and when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song, hold on to any documents or prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will. In Jesus' name, lift your voice and sing this song with us. Mawa dono mrayenso yesrawo erade mawa to say mawa dono mrayenso.
Christ, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music, stand out with God.